Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be talking about be selective. Our scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Leviticus 19:11 through 20:27, Psalm 29:1 through 6, Proverbs 6:32 and 33, and Mark 6:21 through 46. Again, we'll be talking about be selective. Our focal passage is going to come from Mark 6:31, which says, "He said to them, come away by yourselves to a remote place and rest for a while." Disregard of our physical life may affect our spiritual well-being. For what goes on in the body greatly influences, though it does not control, what goes on in the soul and the spirit. My suggestion in relation to the physical aspect of our lives is this: discipline your time of rest and recreation. Some recreations do not recreate, rather they exhaust one. They leave someone morally and spiritually flabby and unfit. I find that after watching some television programs, I have been challenged and lifted, but others leave me feeling inwardly ravished. The delicacies of life can seem somehow to have been invaded, the finest flowers of the spirit trampled on, and one comes out drooping. I'm learning to be more selective in my recreations. One should never expose oneself to a film or a television program that is likely to leave one spiritually or morally depleted. Not if you value the higher values. It is like allowing pigs into your parlor. The same can be said of other recreations. Some pieces of literature can leave you with a sense of moral and spiritual exhaustion. Don't fall into the idea that one has to read everything that comes to hand in order to understand life. This is where many of our Christian young people need help. Does one have to wallow in the mud hole in order to understand filth? Does a doctor have to take germs into his own body in order to understand their function? Recreation is extremely important to help us stay spiritually fresh, but we need to make sure our recreations really recreate. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, you have made me for health and rhythm. Help me to be sensitive to all the things I need to do so that I may be at my best spiritually and physically. We want to honor you in everything that we do, even in our recreational times. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Hebrews 4:1-11, Exodus 33:14, and Matthew 11:29, and keep these two questions in mind. What are we invited to enter into? And two, what does this mean in practical terms? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.